So that was a pretty heady day of Vipassana and the great perfection. And so let's chill out and just relax and leave the taste of the great perfection that Yangtang Rinpoche gave to us. Just leave that as in our mouths and not tamper with that. So let's go back to the body with breath meditation. So find your comfortable position. Begin by settling the body in its natural state. This may have a different meaning for you now. Realizing the degrees of relaxation that are possible and required for some of the meditations that you've been doing. So bring that fine degree of relaxation, the acuity that you developed now that can detect more subtle constrictions, tensions, recognize and release them on the exhalation. The practice that we'll be doing is asanas, mindfulness of breathing. And asanga instructs us to also recognize fluctuations of prana, that these are experienced in the body. And a turbulent mind rides on turbulent winds. So while you are scanning the body for tension and constriction, notice energy. Agitation in the most extreme times it might seem like a frenzy. But aid your relaxation by releasing turbulent energy on the exhalation. Calm and soothe the pranic system. And with the release of turbulence and the release of tension, you have a much better chance of discovering the effortless silence of the mind, of the speech, settled in its natural state. And on the basis of deep relaxation and silence, settle the mind in its natural state by being content with the present moment. Whatever is going on right now, rather than going off to the future or the past, thinking of what has been or what will be, all of those are conceptualizations. But you now are so familiar with this natural state of the mind, spacious, still awareness, that illuminates appearances, but it doesn't become them. It remains still as it illuminates motion. Allow this still, spacious awareness now to illuminate the space of the body. Meaning that only the five senses are illuminated. Those doors are open. And first of all, with intention, limit the illuminating power of your awareness to only the domain of sound. This is one of the six primary consciousnesses. So know sound as sound, rather than as conceptually elaborated sound. As the Buddha told Bahia, in the herd, there is only the herd. And notice, to the degree that you are able to limit the illuminating power of your awareness to only this one sense field, your awareness does remain in the present moment. if thoughts bubble up, which they are likely to do, recall your strategy, the advice of Yangtang Rinpoche for maintaining shamatha without a sign. Note them so that they can't abduct you. Note them as soon as they arise, and they will dissolve. You'll puncture the bubble. The thief withdraws. And now, with intention, shift the illuminating awareness to the domain of tactile sensations. And maintain that same naked awareness that you had with sound. It can be a little more challenging to notice tactile sensations as only tactile sensations without elaborating them as my sensations, my pain, my pleasure, my bliss, my body. But bring that spacious, still awareness to illuminate only tactile sensations. Wherever they occur in the body, and now with intention, direct the illuminating awareness to only those tactile sensations that change as the breath enters and leaves your body. Wherever these occur, give up all control of the breath without your preferring that it be one way rather than another. Just let the body breathe itself and discover this breath. It's as if the entire space of the body is aware. And so the places where you feel and experience these tactile sensations of the breath may be very surprising. Just open, receptive awareness, knowing the present moment as tactile sensation of the breath. And engage these tactile sensations of the breath through the full course of the exhalation, where you'll find a pause before the inhalation commences, where you'll find a pause before the start of the exhalation. Follow that full course of the exhalation. Wherever these tactile sensations announce themselves. Use the power of intention and introspection to promote stability. You can recollect your instant wordless intention at the pause after the inhalation, and add a moment of introspection at the pause after the exhalation, without breaking your engagement with the sensations of the breath in either place. If your still awareness has been set in motion and gone wandering to the future or the past, but it's only a brief time, you can patch the gap and just go right back to the tactile sensations. But if your awareness has been wandering for a long enough time that you've completely forgotten what you're doing, reset with the four R's. Release, rejoice, return, and relax ever more deeply all the way through the full course of the exhalations.